brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to start getting into some big developments on the Gardasil front. This affects the government trying to take control of your children without your consent and a lot more. Then I've got other news I'm going to hit. But let's finish up with these calls I've been holding. Always enjoy hearing from you. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air. Hey, CJ, buddy. Welcome. Okay, let's go to Jonathan in Kansas. Jonathan, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I have a few news articles. One about Taliban, another one about something. I know you feel like we're in the Matrix. Well, this is something that will remind you that we are in the Matrix. And another one, which is about Google Street View. And there's one video, but I'm going to go really quick to it. Quick, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. Okay, the one about the news article that will remind you you're in the Matrix. Do you remember in the Matrix they said about liquefying the dead? Well, in the BBC, there's a news article saying new body liquefaction unit, meaning that human bodies, to dispose of them, instead of cremation, they're advocating for this new system of liquefying human bodies in
poison. Yeah, because burning them is carbon evil. And so you can't even have the death ritual, the death rite you want, because burning something is bad. You've got to get a permit from these sickos or pay a tax. I did see that. In fact, guys, print that for me. What was the headline again?
Go to BBC and put in body liquefaction. Like it's L-I-Q.
No, I got it. I got it. Body liquefaction. Thank you. What was the next thing?
Okay, the next thing is about how Google Street View snapped pictures of a naked woman in Florida, and it was on her property.
Yeah, I saw that. It was a naked black lady.
Yeah, that was one. Another one is about, it's about how Taliban former president Barahandin Rabini, he was assassinated because he was supposedly going to negotiate with the Taliban, and he was stalled, this negotiation, because he was killed by a bomber with a bomb in his turban. So how convenient, right?
It's all ridiculous. You can't believe a word of it.
I also have a video. Are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. The video is, you remember how you were in the documentary, The Rise of the New Right? Well, and they was talking about how they falsely claimed erroneously that you inciting violence. Well,
yes.
What about Obama supporting Jimmy Hoffa saying, let's take these SOBs out? You remember that?
And they've since had unions take over and hold people hostage and beat people up and break things, but that's A-OK because that's something the government wants to happen right now because they want the unions to think government's their friend when it's actually the opposite. Sure, go ahead and play the clip.
Oh, the clip?
Yeah, you said you had a video clip you wanted to play.
No, I don't think you guys could hear it anyway. But the video, you could just look it up on YouTube and just say Jimmy Hoffa.
No, he did it 2 weeks ago. I remember.
Yeah, well,
I mean, it got big national news. He said, let's take these SOBs out. I remember.
Do you also have the, did you find the article about the Afghan president yet? Because the former president, because, I don't know, I was thinking that it was just convenient.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows? Look, over in Afghanistan, you got a bunch of tribes killing each other over opium. And before that, if you go back 300 years ago, they were killing each other over the Silk Route. Out of China into Eastern and Western Europe, all the pottery, the different silks, the different spices that the West wanted to pay for. And so they're always going to be killing each other, and that's the way it is. The only reason our government has, quote, our troops there is to control and cultivate the opium so they can run it up their children's veins. We'll be right back.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the Greatest Depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We had a very thought-provoking and revealing and down-to-earth interview with Hollywood and TV legend Ed Asner in the first hour today. I'm taking your phone calls right now, and then I'll continue into other news. We had a caller who just called in about this article. New body liquefaction unit unveiled in Florida funeral home. And you guessed it. They want to ban being able to have your body cremated because it creates carbon dioxide, which is evil. And so, again, it's about taking control of every facet. First the toilets, the light bulbs and the washing machines, then a fire in your own fireplace. Germany's trying to ban those. Outdoor space heaters. It's a total dictatorship over all human activity, including the air you exhale. The New York Times says a tax is needed on that. The makers claim the process produces a third less greenhouse gas than cremation, uses a seventh of the energy, and allows the complete separation of dental amalgam for safe disposal. Mercury from amalgam vaporized in the crematorium is blamed for 16% of UK airborne mercury emissions, and many UK crematoria currently filtering mercury filtration systems to meet reduced emission targets. So just more harassment all day. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, all you got to do is run the smoke through water, and then it takes out all the mercury. That's called a scrubber. But all the GMO contamination, that's just fine. And mercury in shots, with the government lying and saying it's the law, you got to take it. That's okay. Now, I want to take some more calls and get into some other geopolitical news. Then I want to start getting into Gardasil some more with a focus report. I want to play part of InfoWars Nightly News last night with Dr. Russell Blaylock coming up at the bottom of the hour. By the way, we're going to start something new in the future. We'll be streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com 24/7. We'll, of course, have the premiere each night of the Nightly News, and then afterwards it will stream consecutively after that, and then also within an hour or two be archived as a MP4 and different systems. We've had a couple different streaming services, some of the biggest out there, and we have hiccups in certain areas of the country or certain browsers. So we've added three different streams with different companies, different systems, CDN server and the vaunted Devil Cloud. So there's three different ways for the stream. And remember, this is a beta test. It is amazing how many people are tuning in, how many folks are watching. I get calls every day saying, why aren't you on national TV yet? Well, it's taken me years to get the money and the capital to build this, to train the people to set this up. We're beta testing with PrisonPlanet.tv members. You are literally funding us getting this message out to the next level. You are paying our way by supporting us. We're not like the government who takes your money and then uses it against you. If you want to be a member, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank the people that have become members. We are right on target for what we need to have the moderate expansion and build out to finish the show, develop new shows, and really start having two or three new shows every day with other hosts, other reporters. That's my plan. I've got to pay for the fiber optic uplinks that syndicate TV. They don't really use satellite anymore. You can do a satellite uplink and send it up, but then it's still got to go through another system. You can have the show basically streamed over fiber optic, just like satellite with a one-second delay, technically live. And I've been talking to experts about that and working on that. The point is we need to learn to walk before we run with TV. An example of that is they had two computers die Friday, and a comedy of other errors, and they didn't even get the show on to the next day. And now we've built more redundant computers and gotten in some of the other systems and added more streaming systems because I was surprised it took 2 weeks to have some kind of disaster because we're doing this on our own. We don't have big consultants and big companies. And with regular TV, if you want to call in some big consulting company, it's millions of dollars. We're having to do this with decent prosumer equipment. But we're really reinventing the wheel because we don't want to be part of that mainline system. So the crew's doing an exemplary job, but we are just getting the kinks out, working the bugs out. And in a way, that's better because some nights the show's 2 hours long. Other nights it's 45 minutes long. I've never done the targeted 30 minutes for PrisonPlanet.tv. But once TV wants to carry it, now a lot of TV's telling me, well, we want an hour. I don't know if we can produce really with hard-hitting reports and on the street and everything an hour every night, but it's probably going to be 30 minutes at first, and then the 30-minute show will end with the news brief, then we'll say special report next, and then go into another 30-minute, maybe long form. But I'm working on a lot of things right now. If you do believe in what we're doing, though, become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today because we're certainly already having a big effect. And if we get even more members, I'll be able to grow even faster. And that is our target goal. Also, when I go on the road, I'm going to start doing more speaking engagements. We will stream it for PrisonPlanet.tv members everywhere we go. We're doing behind-the-scenes stuff. I haven't really announced or done a tour yet of the RV we bought so that I don't have to get groped by the TSA and so we can draw attention to that. And so I can also then hit like two or three affiliates and do the show from the road, either from the radio station or from the RV. And I went up to Hot Springs, Arkansas this weekend, went to Hope, Arkansas, to Bill Clinton's birthplace, and went inside the birthplace and did Bill Clinton imitations to the National Forest Service, who runs its anger. That's going to be out this week. We did some research on the Rockefellers and whiskey running with the Kennedys and Capone. Even their mainline historical society is aware of that there. I'm working on getting some of those historians on. How the official water of the U.S. with the U.S. government would actually ship moonshine all over the country, working with some of the best actual spring water out there, but they would put it in the spring water bottles and put it on government-certified trains. The government banned alcohol so they could ship it in and control it. The Rockefellers were making $100 million a month, according to the historians there. They were all running it out of hot springs as their control arm. So that's why I went there for that, and I've got those reports. And okay, let's go to your phone calls. Corey in North Carolina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show. I want to tell a story just to contribute to this show. I sort of need your permission for time. I know you have a lot of people on.
Now go ahead and tell your story. You've been waiting. We got time. Go ahead.
Okay. This is related to the NFL thing. I was actually at a college football game 2 weeks ago, and it was about halftime, and I went downstairs to the concession stand to get a water for my girlfriend who was feeling ill. It happened to be very hot at the stadium, so I had my shirt off. I was obviously had been in the stadium before, and as I came up the stairs with my water, I saw a security person standing at the top. This didn't seem too unnatural because they have security at stadiums all the time. So I walked right past. Well, as I walk up the stairs, I feel a tap on my shoulder. I turn around. She says, I need to see your ticket. I say, okay. So I look through my pockets, and I don't have my ticket. So I tell her I don't have my ticket. I've been legally checked in, and I'm sorry that I can't find it. She says, well, you have to leave. And I say, leave what? And she says, you have to leave the game. And I said, ma'am, I have been checked in. They scanned it. I obviously have been here. I have my shirt off. I went downstairs to get water, and I'm coming back upstairs, and I don't think I have to leave. And she says, sir, you have to listen to what I have to say. And I say, with all due respect, no, I don't. Because you're a police officer, but I am a customer here. I have paid for my ticket. I can take you up and introduce you to the people I'm with, and I'm here completely legally. She says, come with me right now. She grabs my arm. I pull away, and I say, no, no. She reaches for her radio, says, we need assistance in the sector, whatever. And I say, ma'am, we don't need assistance. I am being reasonable with you. And she reaches for her taser. And I say, are you going to tase me? At this point, there are people watching. I say, are you going to tase me for this? And she says, sir, you're not listening to what I have to say. I'm the police. I'm the authority. And I say, you need to tell me what law I've broken or I am walking away. To make this long story shorter, I happen to have my ticket in my back pocket, so I got out of it. But honestly, Alex, if she had pulled out that taser, I don't know what would have happened.
Well, look, let me break this down. It was like the top archaeologist at his university up in Michigan. They said, I want a lemonade for my daughter, and they delivered the hard lemonade, which, by the way, I've been at parties before and thought it was lemonade, and it has, like, vodka in it. And his daughter took one drink, and so he complained and said, give me another one. And they said, oh, but you opened it. And he said, well, yeah, he took a drink. They called the police, arrested him, took her, did a blood test, no alcohol. But this new culture is about a religion of bossing you around, letting you know you're little, letting you know you're scum, and it's in these football stadiums, malls, airports, are the new cathedrals of worshiping this. And they will taser pregnant women that argue with a cop in any way. They will beat you to death for no reason. They will arrest you for videotaping in public. I was at a Willie Nelson concert. I'm friends with Willie. I wanted to take my wife and friends out and the kids to the rodeo to see Willie Nelson play. Everybody's taking photos. There's no signs you can't take photos and video. And I'm in one of the nice boxes, and a security guard runs up and says, give me that camera. And I said, well, look, everybody else is taping. And it turned out they knew who I was. It was some weird form of harassment. And they said, you're not allowed to tape. And I said, well, okay. I said, I'll just erase it. And they said, no, I'm going to take your camera, and you're going to be thrown out of here. And I said, I did my, angry focus voice. I said, listen to me very carefully. You may win this exchange on your petty power trip, but you're going to end up being sued by me. Do you understand? Now get police now. And the state police came over, and I talked to him like that. And I said, you can beat the rap, but you're not going to beat the ride. This person's a control freak. I'm going to go sit back down. I'm not going to erase this. Everybody else is filming, and that's how it is. They said, yes, sir. That's how you got to talk to them. But I was ready to have the confrontation. That's why they backed off. And I told them what was coming at the end of the ride.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Authoritarian power grabbing, this stomping on us, putting their foot on our neck, hiking their leg on us, is about breaking our will. That's what the TSA is all about, the football game, sticking their hands on your genitals, grabbing your wife's breast, bossing you around, treating you like crud. More and more now, you go anywhere, it's about service industry treating you like you're bad. And so not just land of the free, home of the brave. It's about a world where, well, I mean, this is why I, even though friends would want to go down there, even in college, I didn't like it. So I'd rather be fishing or something or go to a regular restaurant and get a beer back when I was in college. I'd get drugged by girlfriends or whatever to some club with loud music. There'd be some giant steroided guy at the door. And I started noticing if you were with really good-looking women, they'd try to, hey, you got a problem, punk? Even though you wouldn't be looking, like, no. Or they'd say that to my friends. And it's like, good, because I'll, you know, get out of here if you don't like it. And they do it to other people. And it's that's their identity, is just feeling big and powerful, standing around at some club. And they basically take that type of individual and put them in power. In fact, we've got an article. I'm going to cover this now and then go back to calls. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Big Sis tags coffee cups with Big Brother Eye. And if you look at it, it's the paper sleeve that goes on the coffee cup so you don't burn your hand. And it looks like something kind of the iconography of the 1984 book put into the movie with this big 1950s-style all-seeing eyes. Remember a few years ago in England, they had big transit authority underground metro signs that said, safe under the watchful eye, and it showed a pyramid with a single eye. Same thing here. If you see something, say something, and it turns out they're paying to have coffee shops. You see this at a lot of coffee shops. They'll get free paper sleeves, but it has an advertisement on it. And that's what they've got now is see something, say something. So it's all about you watch a football game. Janet Napolitano is there telling you to watch your neighbor. She physically is there with the NFL head or the head of the National Baseball League. She's there on Jumbotrons. She's there on the commercials. She's there at Walmart. She's at Mall of America. She's there everywhere. She's there at the city park on a big Jumbotron. They have that in many parks now. They're telling you, don't trust your neighbors. Here's a PSA. Shows white people everywhere blowing stuff up. Good minorities reporting them. It's all about playing us off against each other. The rebranding. Now they're saying they're going to flash wanted people on the big telescreens directly out of the Running Man. And so the caller is saying, and I've been at an early fall football game. I've been to a UT football game about this time of year where it's during the day, it's about 120 degrees, and I was in great shape in college, and I felt like I was going to pass out, just roasting and taking my shirt off and just sitting there in the heat. And you know, you lose your ticket, not being reasonable, not taking you up. The guy sounded well-spoken, not like he's a hooligan or something, not going up and saying, yeah, he's with us. And, you know, seeing the tickets or whatever. And then, well, we're sorry, sir. We have a policy. You need to go. It's that immediate, no, you're not going to go look for your ticket. No. And he's like, oh, my gosh, actually, here it is. It's this need to jump on you. Because the bankers are social engineering. They've bankrupted the economy. We're going into total implosion. And they need to get their hands on your body. They need to have federally funded checkpoints nationwide taking blood without warrants. They need to get you ready to get in your body. Bill Clinton put it in law as an executive order. Didn't implement it till this year. They've now begun in multiple states taking blood to get a driver's license. But at first, it's get your license for free. Waive the couple hundred dollars if you opt into the DNA database. You see how they do that? My first film, 1997, has the executive order. I go to the DMV. I bring it up. They laugh at me. It's on the federal books. And so all of this getting their hands on you is about forced inoculation. They tried to get police in 2002 and firefighters to be part of the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They didn't hide it. They said, we're training all 50 states, forced inoculation during a pandemic to take you to the emergency center. The police would not take it, the firefighters. They said out of 14 million first responders, the LA Times reported, a couple thousand took it. It was less than a percentage point. You can look up the numbers. And so they went to a new mode. All these new movies that are out every month, a new movie about a pandemic, the government saving you with vaccines, all this propaganda, all this fear, all this it's going to get you, all this you got to take the shot. And now California's saying, we're going to give the shots to your kids even if you don't give authorization. I'm going to cover that, play a clip from last night's InfoWars Nightly News, and then finish up with the phone calls. With the folks that are patiently holding. Matthew's up next. Then we've got Thomas, Laura, Chris, Matt, and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the one, the only GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalist 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here live and back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain, 6 o'clock Montana, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Montana, we are live, 7 o'clock InfoWars Nightly News. Okay, I have a blind spot, and it's when something has such an incredible magnitude level to it, I will tend to not cover it on the show. By the way, we have that clip from the beginning of that segment with Dr. Blaylock last night with Aaron. Good, because I want it with Aaron's intro and that report. When I saw this report last night, when I got home from out of town, I was watching the restream, it made my brain explode in fractals of understanding that, A, it's about 100 times worse than Aaron and Deuce said in the report. But B, that's no criticism of them because I don't know how to explain all their lies and duplicity. It would take 10 hours. and the frustration and the anger and the research last night and again today, just going back and re-pulling a lot of stuff I've researched over the years, and then calling Watson this morning and working with him to write this article. And then I get up here to this three-hour show, and I'm like, smoke coming out of my ears. In fact, I wrote some notes on this. Number one, the Gardasil front man and spokesman coming out and saying to the public that no one's ever been hurt from Gardasil is just absolutely asinine. It's absolutely and totally and completely ridiculous. That's number one. Continuing here with the other points, I just want to get it out here that we are winning. And this is what blindsided me last night. The fact that every Republican candidate from Mitt Romney to Michelle Bachmann to Ron Paul, and he's the guy that kicked it off, are bringing this up, and that the crowds are booing Perry, and that the polls are showing that most people are angry about this, that he lied and said you have to take a shot. And his hoax is backfiring on them. People are saying the government could order you to take a dangerous shot. Wow, we don't like Perry. But again, that was a lie as well. This goes to the criminality, from the school nurse up to the governor up to the CDC. And so we should be very happy. We're having an open debate about abolishing the Federal Reserve. Over 85% want to abolish it or at least audit it. No one even knew about the Federal Reserve 10 years ago. One out of 100 might. Now it's 85%+. The UN, over 80% hate it now and know it's criminal group. The vast majority are angry at Gardasil and Merck and know it's killed a bunch of people. Perry is in trouble over it. But again, how do they respond to being attacked? With bold, outrageous, in-your-face, acting like they own the place, con artist. What's a con artist? Confidence artist. It's the it's Bernie Madoff. It's landing on the helicopter. It's having all the bling. It's telling you everything's going to be great. Having a few followers along to tell you how, again, they have all these straight-talking scientists who are all connected to Merck and the Rockefeller Foundation, which is really running Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And all of this. And again, how does the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation get away with all this? They go to the major foundations, the big church foundations and others, and they actually tell them, we're going to help save all these kids with shots. And then the churches get behind it. All these well-meaning idiots out there are the people empowering this and going, come on, they're not putting bad stuff in the shots. How many times has government been caught adding polio and syphilis and everything else you can imagine to the shots and killing people by design? And it wasn't about testing chemical and biological so that by killing a few kids, millions could live. End justifies the means. That's the cover for the lower level people who are twisted but think they're doing good and who are on power trips. The higher-ups are looking for psychopath armies that will carry this out. That's why every major government does these secret programs. And then they find other scientists that will do it and put the older scientists in command of them and create these institutions and then promote these scientists who've been part of this into the national and international health services. This is the issue. Not even, you know, I thought I was going to come back today and talk about the NFL announcing 16.6 million people to be groped, to condition the public to accept this, to where then everybody's acclimated so they can now do it at checkpoints on the highway and everywhere else. As you say, well, I just won't fly. Well, I just won't go to a football game. Well, now they're doing it at checkpoints and school proms. This is the complete end of all liberty. This is a globalist revolution against freedom. This is the introduction of hardcore tyranny with a sickening candy-coated packaging with people with NPR-trained, lisping voices about, shh, 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 shh. Now listen, you're going to see your mommy again. Just don't scream when I take you out of this shopping mall. You know, they say the good psychopaths that like to kidnap kids They have an NPR voice. They walk over and go, listen, I'm going to kill your mommy if you scream or say anything. Do you understand? A lot of times kids will scream and run off, but they just let them go and walk. Then they find the one that won't. That's the child that gets tortured for 6 months. And that's why they've all got an NPR voice. They all practice acting nerdly and weak to make you feel at ease and non-threatened. You wonder why all these people act so ninny-ish. This is a trained affectation to keep you calm while they suck you dry. Okay? They're like, shh, we're the government. We just want to be reasonable. Nice old man, nice old suit. Now, there's not been one person hurt by Gardasil, and it's the law. You've got to take it. Okay, don't listen to that man who's angry at us. We're the nice men. We're from the government. We're from Merck. Everything's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Dave, please don't do that. Dave, I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. Remember 2001 Space Odyssey, the HAL 9000 is trained to be real calm. Hello, Captain. Good to have you on board. I've provided some music for your enjoyment. After the HAL 9000 has killed the other astronaut and is trying to kill the commander, he gets into a service hatch from the outside of the craft and is starting to shut down the neural networks of the system. And as he's turning it off, how is the HAL 9000 talking to him?
Dave, let's talk about this. Let's talk about this, Dave. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. I'm afraid.
Oh, God, I'd love to hear the New World Order sing Daisy. I'd love to shut them down, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as he's going down to the lower functions.
This is a song taught to me by my first instructor, Dr. Johnson. Daisy, Daisy.
All right, I said I'd get to this report from the Nightly News. They play with a straight face. Clips from over the weekend with the fatherly old independent doctors, who it turns out are on the government and globalist payroll, telling you this is completely safe. Oh, I'm challenging Michelle Bachmann $10,000 if she can show me one person hurt by it. It's preposterous. Let's not get a new controversy going with this. And here's the key to everything I've said today. I'm going to say it again. Maybe I'll say it five more times. The globalists are like, how do we start really reducing population while at the same time sucking the wealth out of the people we're killing? How do we do this? And the answer is we just slowly put out more and more vile systems that degenerate and kill people, but then we create organizations to whitewash it and make excuses and have PR fights. So it's just this background noise of death and destruction and cancer and diabetes and the life expectancy dropping in the West. Oh, yeah, that's now officially happened. And then they just sit there and manage all of this. Let's go ahead and go to a clip from last night's InfoWars Nightly News. Here it is.
Welcome back. Now, in a moment, we have a guest coming up, Dr. Russell Blaylock. But first, we have continued controversy over the HPV vaccine comments that Michelle Bachmann made during last week's GOP debate. The American Academy of Pediatrics countered her claim that the vaccine causes retardation, saying the medical community issued swift criticism after Republic Rep. Michelle Bachmann dragged the safety of the HPV vaccine into the political spotlight, saying since the vaccine has been introduced, more than 35 million doses have been administered, and it has an excellent safety record. On the other hand, we have the CDC's own statistics, and we're about to get into this with Dr. Blaylock, of over 18,000 adverse reports and many deaths as well. For more on that vaccine controversy, we take you to Rob Dew's investigative piece right now.
Is he less conservative than meets the eye?
Gardasil has once again entered the presidential debate.
First, it was Ron Paul attacking Rick Perry.
Forcing 12-year-old girls to take an inoculation to prevent this sexually transmitted disease, this is not good medicine, I do not believe.
And now it's Michelle Bachmann.
The governor's former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for this drug company. The drug company gave thousands of dollars in political donations to the governor.
Well, I will tell you that I had a mother last night come up to me here in Tampa, Florida, after the debate. She told me that her little daughter took that vaccine, that injection, and she suffered from mental retardation thereafter.
Doctors around the country are offering rewards for proof of her claim that one of her friend's daughters is now mentally retarded after receiving the Gardasil vaccine. The former IRS attack dog is now on the defensive.
John, is there any science that suggests HPV vaccine can have that effect?
Scott, it's so important to separate the politics from the science. What the science says, this is a vaccine that can prevent the virus that causes cancer of the cervix. There are 35 million doses that have been given in the United States since 2006, according to the Centers for Disease Control, the Institute of Medicine, and the American Academy of Pediatrics. There's no link between this vaccine and any kind of mental impairment.
And the media has once again come to the defense of the vaccine industry.
We don't need to start a new sort of controversy. There are no data to indicate that HPV vaccine or any other vaccine has any association with mental retardation.
Of course, this has nothing to do with the amount of advertising Big Pharma buys each year.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated.
I chose to get my daughter vaccinated when her doctor and I agree that the right time to protect her is now. Because it's about prevention.
Gardasil is the only cervical cancer vaccine that helps protect against four types of HPV.
HPV vaccine and other vaccines are wonderfully safe vaccines.
So who is Dr. William Schaffner? He is the president of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, an organization that has given awards to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Dr. Paul Offit, a vehement vaccine promoter who holds a $1.5 million research chair at a Merck-funded children's hospital and holds several patents on vaccines. He's also been quoted as saying a young baby could get up to 10,000 vaccines at once. These doctors should take this reward money and give it to the thousands of girls that you can find all over YouTube who have had adverse reactions after getting the Gardasil vaccination.
Gabby was diagnosed with inflammation of the central nervous system as a result of the Gardasil vaccine. She suffered from two TIAs, or mini strokes. She is now vomiting on a regular basis.
I had an adverse reaction. I lost the ability to walk. I started falling down. I needed help. I had head pressure. This is very hard to talk about.
If I had never gotten a shot, I would be a normal teenager. And I wish I could go back. I wish there was a way to cure this, and I hope that they can figure something out, a treatment plan. But I can't plan for that.
I got my second Gardasil shot in January of 2008. Now it's November of 2008, and I've had problems every day ever since.
Doctors like vaccines, because they will cause large percentages of the population to become lifelong customers, whether it's allergies, autoimmune diseases, or any other types of inflammation. These people will need expensive treatments and prescription drugs. And that is why you now see vaccine companies setting their sights on every Mexican girl by the year 2012.
Ahora, con Gardasil, la única vacuna que protege contra los...
This is Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars Nightly News.
That's just devastating footage, and there's even more interviews from CBS and other major mainstream reporters on the true face of Gardasil, the victims it causes, the people it hurts. And they only claim there's, 4,000 deaths from cervical cancer each year, yet there's more than 18,000 adverse reactions, at least 30 deaths from the vaccine itself. Ugh, it's really disgusting. For more on the debate over the safety of vaccines, we go now to expert Dr. Russell Blaylock. Doctor, we spoke a year ago in depth on some of these issues, but what can you tell us today about the dangers of the HPV, Gardasil, and Cervarix vaccines, and about the effects of vaccines in general?
Well, it's well known that there's a connection between vaccination, particularly multiple vaccinations, and brain inflammation and seizures. That's been well established. It's been recently admitted by the Institute of Medicine that these are two things that are seen. So the fact that Representative Bachman was attacked for her statement is rather ludicrous on the part of these doctors and others that are attacking her. Because it's backed up by the scientific study. And we know there's a well-defined mechanism, which I've written several papers in peer-reviewed journals describing this mechanism in detail. Now, we look at the government reporting system, the VAERS system, which is voluntary. Only 2% is estimated of actual reactions are reported. But they admit 18,700 adverse reactions with regard to sterile vaccine.
Okay, yeah, that's the government itself with only 2% reporting 18,000. I know women who've got suddenly narcolepsy, women having convulsions, who took it. I know, I mean, it's just devastating. Now they want to give it to California school kids without asking the parents. Stay with us.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Nightforce, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market has proven that's more like a casino than an investment. And if you've had enough and want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered a way to safely grow your money, cut taxes dramatically, get potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. On the web, go to safemoneybook.com or just call 1-800-675-1640. Again, that's 800-675-1640.
Well, I don't want to say I dropped the ball today. Ed Asner was on with us. It was extremely powerful. That retransmission's coming up on the audio streams at InfoWars.com, and I'll be back tonight with a really focused, hard-hitting report, 7 o'clock, on the Gardasil cancer virus revolution. The system knows that we're angry and upset and learning about vaccines, so their answer is, oh, we're just going to start giving your kids shots without even telling the parents. And that is in some of the California newspapers. They say how great it is that Oh, it's just like kids don't tell their parents they get an abortion. It's children's rights. We show them a scary film and condition them, and then they get a shot. And it's only those right-wingers like Michelle Bachmann that are against it, and then classical, you know, type liberals think, well, then it must be good. See, they make it partisan. That's one of the tricks they play. Oh, well, Bachmann's against it? Well, then liberals better all run out and get it and show her what an idiot she is. Vaccine lobby launches Gardasil safety hoax. Paul Watson and I, Paul wrote the article. I contributed to it. This is one of the most important articles we've ever put out. It counters their hoax that no one's gotten sick or died from it. It has the government's own documents admitting 18,000 cases of adverse reactions, including death. That's from the CDC. But they're going to run newscasts saying nobody ever got hurt. Now, that's going to have the opposite effect. It's going to have all these people come out even more who've been damaged by it and go public. I've interviewed people who lost children during the trials. They were like, oh, something that'll protect my daughter from cancer? Well, I'll give my 12-year-old this, and then, you know, she dies a month later. I played newscast earlier where the girl died in the class. This isn't a game. And the insert said it doesn't even protect you. So I want to ask all listeners that we're in a fight with these people. They're moving to forcibly inoculate all the girls in Mexico. Now they're moving towards boys as well in the U.S. They're lying in schools with ignorant parents and saying it's the law. Just like Perry said, it's the law, you got to take it. And people said it isn't the law. And he said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, but I got a Texas accent there for you, baby doll. Vaccine lobby launches Gardasil safety hoax. Merck-Link proponents seize on Bachmann controversy to deceive public. The inoculation is, quote, wonderfully safe. I'm begging you to save our little girls. They've already devastated our little boys with their biological slash chemical warfare, MMR. Now they're going after our little girls, and I'm begging you. Whether you live in Mexico or anywhere else in the world, you're all under attack. It's a global Gardasil takeover. And I'm asking you to join me tonight. This is a fight against these people. I'll also tell you that during the H1N1 situation, I was contacted by high-level directors, off record, of course. But I can say that the phone calls happened. I'm not just going to say what companies, and threatened when I was exposing the H1N1. Came out a year later, I was completely correct about everything because we had top scientists on. And I told them, I said, you go ahead and do whatever you're going to do. So I have no fear. I could care less. I mean, that's not a heroic stance. When you know it doesn't protect you from the cervical cancer, it's deadly, and it's killing people, all you can do is try to warn people. So please, 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 please go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com, and get this article, Vaccine Lobby Launches Gardasil Safety Hoax, because we're winning. Perry's in trouble. People aren't taking it. Folks are waking up. There's lawsuits. And so they're coming out and saying, nobody's ever been hurt. With straight faces and nobody's pointing out, these are guys on Merck payroll. Here's another one. Merck's political donations purchased California Gardasil bill votes. Got a whole list of that. Here's another one. Gardasil bill sent to governor. And even the Catholic.com just says that, well, yeah, it doesn't have parental consent. They just give it to the kids, AB 499, down the governor's desk. And they're just calmly reporting. And it's hardly in the news. I mean, and I went and read the bill. It says no parental consent. Here's another article. Murdoch's Vaccine World. All the money Rupert Murdoch's making off all this. Be sure and join me tonight, 7 o'clock Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.